Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Mr. Glatter, Mr. Ms. Glatter, thank you for coming. All right, let's learn. We're out to Pasuk Beis. We're up to Pasuk Beis. Okay, Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Beis says, "Daber al bnei Yisrael v'matal him Adam ki Yaakov became korban l'Hashem." Speak to the bnei Yisrael and say to them, Adam, ki Yaakov, if you'll offer me, came from you a korban l'Hashem, and a behemah, and a bakar, and a tzayin, ta'akriv es korbanchem. And what does this mean? Pasuk Beis. Let's see over the Rashi. Rashi over here, we have a very long Rashi. Rashi's not so long. Where Adam ki Yaakov became kishayakov bikarbanos bikarbanos nidavar diber ha'inyan. The pasuk here discussing over here nidava, a gift. Adam lamanema. Why does the pasuk use the word Adam lamanema? Ma Adam teach you the following principle. Ma Adam just like a man harisha. Ma Adam harisha lohikriv min hagezel. Okay, that's the first lesson. The first lesson is a very interesting pasuk. The first thing that is coming to teach over here is that the korbanos, that the korban cannot be offered from stolen property. Okay, I would think that a chaya is included in the behemoth. You can only offer korbanos from domesticated animals. You cannot offer a korbanos from wild animals. It's min. The Rashi here is sending some of drushes in the Gemara. An animal that was used for an avera may not be used for a korban. Min habakar lehoitzias nevad. An animal that was worshipped may not be used as a korban. Min atzoy lehoitzias hamukze. Even an animal that was designated, set aside for avodah zarah, may not be used as a carbon minatzoyin. Lohitzias hanageach shehemis, a violent animal. Kishu oimer lamata minu'inyin minabokar. Shein tamo loimar lohitzias hatrefa. And then he goes on, he quotes another drash, an animal that has a defect. Takwivu malami cheshnaim bisnadvim oila b'shutfis plashin rabim. Two people coming a carbon oil as in a partnership, carbon chem melamed shehi bod nidvas sibur. He oilas ketz hamizbeach. This refers to the oil of the ketz hamizbeach above min hamoistres. Now, what does this mean here? Carbon chem, your carbon. I guess the word is extra. It's a drasha that you can bring a nidav a shehi that when the person brings it, it's just a drasha. I don't know the full depth of the drasha, but it's teaching you that a person can bring a carbon on behalf of the tzibur. What does that mean to bring the carbon on behalf of the tzibur? That in the summertime, the long days of the summer, it was the will of the kohanim that the mizbeach should not be idle, that there should be continuously carbonus being offered on the mizbeach and the meat burning as a honor to Hashem. So there were times when the long days, all of the obligations were already taken care of. So people would bring or offer donations just to keep the Mizbeach busy in order that it should be occupied, that it should be covered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so what have we learned over here? Let's review outside what we have learned this past, Pasuk Beis. You heard over here, Pasuk Beis, Dabel, Nishol, V'amarta Lehem, speak to the Nishol, say to them, Adam. The very, very first law in Korbanos is Gezel. Do not even fathom. It's an amazing insight. The first thing Hashem has to teach us concerning the bringing of korbanos is money. Hakesef ya'ane esakol. If you come to the Beis HaMikdash with an animal that is stolen money that's not honest, that is cannot possibly use to come close to Hashem. Honesty. Ki Yaakov mikem. Korban LaHashem, okay, Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi does not even comment on those words. But then when he goes on over here, all these words, min habehema, min habakar, min hatzayin, what are all these words coming to teach us? All the various laws that the animal that has been involved in an avera of revea venirva, living with a human being, or an animal that has been worshipped, animal that has been designated for avodah zarah, or an animal that is not healthy. An animal, what else do we learn over here? All of these things that's been stolen, Okay, what's the over here? Never say mukse. Oh, now it's violent. A violent animal, a killer animal. All of these things cannot be offered. And then when it says the word takrivu, it's coming to teach you that two people together coming to karban, es karban chem. These two words are extra to come to teach you that a person can offer a karban not for himself. You can offer a karban on behalf of Klal Yisrael. When people bring, you think about when you bring a voluntary karban, who do you want the credit to go to? You want to get the credit for yourself. You don't want to go give the credit to Klal Yisrael. You want it for yourself. These words here, as karban chem, is teaching you that such a principle of bringing a karban on behalf of Klal Yisrael for their benefit. And when was this necessary? In the summertime when the mizbeach was idle. Okay, let's see the Targum. Targum over here, it says, Malel im b'nei Yisrael v'sim Elohim. Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe, speak to the Yisrael and say to them, Anosh. So look at that. Isn't it an amazing thing? The word Anosh is the translation of the word Adam. The word Adam and Enosh are very different words. Let's hold off on that. Arei yikarev minchoin korbano kodam Hashem. If you will offer from you a korban before Hashem, min bi'ira, from animals, min tarei, from oxen, that's called bokor. Bokor is the tarei, an ox. Min an ono sheep, to karvun, you shall offer yos korban choin, your sacrifices. Now let's look at the ma'atzari and see some golden nuggets hidden away over here. So here we are, pasuk beis. Pasuk beis, say lehoin to them. Hu gam targum shel hamila lohem. Okay, that's Anosh. Here is where the fun begins. Anosh. We have the word Adam. Rashi tells us this is an amazing shot. Just like Adam Harishon, he owned the entire world. And by the way, how do you know that? Who says? Where did Rashi get this idea that Hashakol hoya shaloi? Just because Adam was the only living man in this world when he was created, why do we assume that the world, everything in the world belonged to him? Why? The world belongs to Hashem. The world is a corporation, private property. Who says Adam owns everything? Rashi made a major statement. Is this something that is obvious to say? Lama nemar, ma Adam harishon lo hikrev min hagezel. Why? Shakol ha-yishloi. What do you mean shakol ha-yishloi? It's automatic? Automatic? Or it means Adam had to conquer? The chifshua? What is these words in shakol ha-yishloi? Afatem lo sakriv min hagezel. All right, we have to see what that means more. But in the meantime, the Targum translates the word Adam as the word enosh mashma. The word anosh, bein zichorim, bein nikevois, males and females. Kama hamil Adam alosh makasuf. It means Ayn Ibn Ezra Shemais find him Ratzalaymar Ish Zohar Metargim Givar. Okay, so he's doing something very, very important. What the Targum over here is doing over here is he's saying over here is that the reason why the Targum translates the word Enosh and not the word Givar. So is how do you translate the word Adam? Adam is man. In English, I don't know what it says in the article, but I would imagine it would probably say in the article something like man. Man, if you wish to offer a sacrifice. If you say the word man, M-A-N, especially in today's climate, in today's society, you're a racist. You're in for a lot of trouble today. Isn't that one of the executive orders that our president?
Rabbi.
Yes.
The article says a person, per person.
Oh, a person. Okay, a person. We live in a world now where our president signed an executive order that it is illegal in federal documents to refer to a person as a male or a female. It should not be gender specific. Executive order. We're living in a world where there is a war against reality. You're not allowed us on a document to write in the federal document a man or a female. It has to be non-gender specific. Unbelievable. So here we have the Targum. The Targum was sensitive, according to what he's saying of the word Adam. Adam can be translated typically as a male. How will the Targum translate the word Adam. If he's going to say the word Gevar, that may have a connotation, a male, because a Gevar is a male, a Geveres is a female. So he chose to be non-gender specific, and it translates the word Adam as Anosh, which can connote males and females. Now, in other words, see, we're getting over here into some nitty-gritty. Maybe this is maybe coming to explain why the pasuk chose the word Adam and not the word Ish. What's the basic question? Throughout Chumash, we have the word Ish oy Isha. We have that expression multiple times throughout Tanakh. Ish oy Isha ki sakrivu kavod laHashem. The Torah does not hold back when it wants to tell you a law that applies to an Ish oy Isha. And sometimes when it says the word Ish, Chazal Darshan, Ish Zlav Davki, it could mean females also. It seems over here that for some reason that we don't know yet, if the Pasuk would have said Ish Ki Yakrev Mikem Karbon LaHashem, the Targum is alluding to a danger that we may reach a conclusion that the laws of Karbonos are limited to males, not to females. Because think about it, the Kohanim, the only ones that do avod in the Beis HaMikdash are males. There's no such thing as a woman serving in the Beis HaMikdash. Could you imagine that in America? When America, Trump, I told you this many times, that Trump, when he was the president, he once said publicly, as far as I remember, maybe I'm imagining things, but I vaguely remember reading about this. He was talking, I'm sure his son Jared, he talks to his son Jared, his son-in-law, talks about Judaism, and he at one point he said about Jews, you want to build a temple? So build a temple. Who's holding you back? Go build a temple. Why can't you build a temple? Build a temple. How big is the temple? The size of the temple is not even a fraction of Trump Towers in Manhattan. These are the top results. Okay, my computer over here thinks I'm talking to it. It's responding to me over here. Alexa, go to sleep. Okay. So what's going on? Go Gesundheit, build a temple. That's what he said once. An amazing insight. Okay. Koresh said to Klal Yisrael, go back to Eretz Yisrael. Could you imagine America would find out? Let the Jews build a temple, right? Just think about the mentality in today's day and age. Let's say, for argument's sake, and I'm being very serious now, for argument's sake, someone would lobby the government to make a resolution to pay off the Arabs, to get rid of them. They should give us Temple Mount, and we'll build the Beis HaMikdash. And the United States will assist, they'll send a couple of billions of dollars to go and smooth things out, to make peace in the Middle East, so a president can have a legacy of creating peace in the Middle East by doing something for the Arabs and letting the Jews have their temple. And then they're gonna find out that the only ones who are able to serve in the temple are males. Females are not allowed to participate in the service of the temple, because that's what it says in the Torah. But all of a sudden you can imagine human rights, human rights. The Torah does not allow a woman to do avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, I'm suggesting that it's very logical that if the Torah would have used the word ish in this pasuk, ish, ki yakrev mikem karban laHashem, it would have been taken literally a male and not a female. And if a woman wishes to offer a sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash, she would be told, I'm sorry, this is a men's club. This is not your outlet. We have the greatest respect for women, but ish ki yakrev karban laHashem. Since when it comes to the Kohanim, the only ones that do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash are males and not females, the Torah has already set a tone that the Beis HaMikdash is for men. Maybe one would come to the false conclusion that a woman does not have the opportunity to offer a sacrifice. And that is false. So therefore, the Torah could not write the word ish. So then you'll ask, so why could the Torah say, like it says in other places, Ish ol isha ki yakriv karban la Hashem? Perhaps if the Torah actually wrote the word isha, that might be too much of a statement. That might result in allowing us to understand, to say, you know what? Why is it only that a woman can give a donation, can bring an animal, and let the Kohanim offer the sacrifice? Let the woman herself participate in the service. Let her do the Shechita, let her do the Kabbalah, the Halacha, and the Zrika. Because the Torah says, Ish o Isha, ki yakriv karbon la Hashem. You offer a sacrifice. The woman, I also want to go up the ramp and put the imurim on them on the fire. I'm the daughter of a Kohen. My father's a Kohen. Obviously, there's something very delicate. There's something very delicate in referring to who can offer a sacrifice to Hashem. And the Torah is dancing around this issue by selecting a bizarre word. We don't use the word Adam. That's not really the word. That's more of an agadic word. It's not a word you find in Chumash. Do you have the word Adam anymore? This is not the right word. Adam ki yakriv mikem karban l'Hashem. Ish ki yakriv karban l'Hashem. Or Ish o Isha. But then we have to realize we're dealing in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, there are laws, and the people who do the Avodah are men only. But we don't want to exclude women because women do bring karbanos all the time. A woman can bring a neder, nedava, no different than any man. And a woman, a yoledes, she has her set of obligations. And there's a zava gedoyla. And there's even a nazira. A woman is a ferish apostle. A woman can be a nazira. And she cannot contaminate the dead, cannot eat the product of the crop of grapes. She has the same exact laws. So obviously, there's something going. That's something that's bothering the Targum, because the Targum translates what over here with the word anosh, and the Ma'at Zohar is coming to explain in his understanding the reason why it says word anosh, because over here we're coming to teach over here a male mashma ben zochad menikavas, and he's coming on he cites Ayin Ibn Ezra, okay, the imratz alayma is zochar metagim gevar. Now, okay, he would have said gevar, and he has all this proof, all these sources for this idea. Mil zunim says gam belosh nakosav. Okay, then he has another post that says the same thing. Now, with that background, if what he is saying is correct, if this idea is correct, that over here the word odom, we're dancing around this issue, then now we have a much greater appreciation of Rashi. Because Rashi, again, we always have this question, what is bothering Rashi? Rashi has an unlimited material to draw from to give us an elucidation, an interpretation of the pasuk. Rashi, what's bothering you? Why did you tell us this very bizarre thing? In a very bizarre pshat, Adam, oh, lama ne'emar, ma Adam harishon. Oh, Adam harishon, look at that. Adam harishon. Since when did Adam harishon get into the picture over here? Adam harishon, Mandikar Shmei, who we forgot about him. He's long gone of the Harishon. No, why did Rashi do that? Because Rashi, he read the pasuk like us. He saw the word Adam. He read the Targum. And he saw the Targum wrote the word Anosh. And Rashi goes, Oy vey Zmir. Oy vey. The Targum totally missed the boat. The Targum thought that the problem over here is Adam, well, the whole drush we just gave, because Hashem over here doesn't want to be gender specific. So, and that's why the Torah didn't say the word Ish, because that would be misleading. And the Torah didn't say the word Ish the Isha, because that might be already maybe over the top. It might be a little misleading to give women too much power in the Beis HaMikdash, which Hashem did not sanctioned for whatever reason, which we don't know, understand why, we don't know why. So that's why the Targum translates the word Adam as Anosh. It is a gender neutral word, non-gender specific, which includes men and females, and does not give it emphasis. It's a good word to teach you that any person can bring a carbon to Hashem, male, female, as long as you're part of mankind, you can bring a carbon, and don't use this word as source material to try to change, to try to suggest who should be permitted to participate in the service. Rashi saw all this in one word of the Targum, when he said, Targum, I totally disagree with you, totally. That's not why it said the word Adam. It's not because we have an issue of being gender specific, non-gender specific. Don't worry about that. We'll figure it out. Let the Torah write whatever it wants to write. Let it write Ish, Kiyakir, Mimenu, Karbon, LaHashem, and we'll automatically know Ish, V'hua, Din, Isha, or the Torah can write Ish, O, Isha, like it says many places, Ish, O, Isha. Don't tell me the reason why the Torah selected the word Adam is because the Torah does not want to get involved in this issue of being gender specific. I disagree with you. So why then did it say the word Adam? To teach you a halacha, that has a fundamental halacha, that the Ribbono Shel Olam does not accept coming near him when you come to him with geza. The first halacha, carbon, by the way, it's not just a carbon. Carbon is symbolic of skarvus, of coming close to Hashem. You cannot approach holiness when the money, when the funding for this lofty mission is gezel. It doesn't work. It just does. This is the aleph beis of coming close to Hashem. There has to be honesty. Chosamoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. Fair and square. That's why it said the word Adam. So if not for the Targum coming along and saying the word Anosh, maybe the Targum would have said, I don't know, would have said Gevar, which really means a male, or another word, maybe Rashi would not have been bothered. But the fact that Targum took upon himself to say the word Anosh, he's teaching you a very big chiddush here. We had a whole analysis over here of what it means. Maybe there's other ideas. But one thing is for sure, this is not your typical translation of the word Adam. That's not the right word for man. And therefore, whatever the Targum is saying, he's saying, and Rashi's coming to say, I disagree. And that's what we do over here. That's the whole purpose. The whole purpose over here of our learning is to show that Rashi is a super commentary. He's coming to, his parish is not in a vacuum. He's coming to disagree with everything the Targum says or support what he says. Okay, next. Now we go to the next part of the Rashba of next word. Next word is Arei. Arei, if. The word is ki. The word Arei here in this context is the translation of the word ki yakniv karbon l'Hashem. Hamil arei beramis mishameshes l'chol l'shones shel ki l'shon ha-kodesh. V'im kein ein l'das ha-metargim ein l'das me'ha-targum im perushay ein l'das me'ha-metargum im perushay kan. What does that mean over here? Im k'loy ma k'she'ira she'yakrif shebe karbonis nedova dibur ha-kosef. So therefore, that's why we're not saying the word Arei means ki, when. Not we're not discussing. Let's just read a little bit further. We'll come back. Oy perusho deha kolaymar b'nei shehu mechuyov sheyakov karbon roy lohodia sheyakov rak miminim elu. Okay, and that's it. So now he's saying over here. He's coming over here to say the very important. He's saying over here like this. He's coming to bring out a point. Adam, man, ki yakriv. Sir, why are you bringing a korban? He comes to the Beis HaMikdash. Here is the animal. Offer the animal on the Mizbeach as a korban oila. Why? What's the reason? Do you have an obligation? Did you do an avera? And this is part of a set of korbanos that requires a korban oila, korban shlamim, korban chatos. Or, no, you're giving this korban from the goodness of your heart. So the Targum says, the word ki means arei. Array means when. When what? So Rashi, now we have a good appreciation of Rashi. Rashi, now we're finally getting an appreciation of Rashi. And Rashi says, Adam, first Rashi, ki yakriv mikem, kishayakriv. Rashi takes the word ki yakriv and he adds a shin, kishayakriv. What does it mean, kishayakriv? When you will be makriv? Bekarbonis nidova diber ho'inyan. So what the Ma'atzari is doing is he's looking over here at the Targum, and he's looking at the Targum's translation of the word Malelim b'nei shol v'sema l'choyim anosh arei. Arei yikorev, it means the same thing. When you volunteer, not when you're obligated. Is that really the word? What will be an alternative word? Enosh. Okay, I don't know Targum well enough, but it appears there may be another word that we could substitute in Aramaic for the word array. And if we would substitute that word, it may have a different connotation. And the difference between the different words that the Targum would select may be the difference. What type of korban are we dealing with? Are we dealing here with the korban that's a voluntary, a gift to Hashem, or are we dealing with an obligation? And we want to know, obviously there'll be nafkaminas because this whole parsha will be dealing with a specific type of korban. So he used the word array. I don't have a full grasp what he's trying to say, but he says over here, let's see one more time, ahamila array baramis mishameshes l'chol l'shon shel ki. Now the word kivim kain, ein ladas mehatargum. Oh, this there, ein ladas. We have really no way of knowing what the targum really means to say. Does the targum hold that this pasuk is teaching you that we're dealing with a nedava like Rashi, and then the word ki means when you will volunteer, or maybe when it says ki yakav means when you have an obligation, being that the word ki is not defined and the word array is not defined, we really gain nothing. Ein ladas, we don't know nothing. We come out knowing nothing. Ein ladas, we're not going to be able to know from the Targum in Perush Kan. Is Perush over here means a volunteer. In Perush Kan, im koloimar kishe. When it occurs, sheyakriv, meaning when it occurs, shebekonas nedava dadibar kosov, we did with volunteer, oipe rushoi, it means doho. And if the translation would be doho, that has a connotation, so the Targum is vague. Royal idea, the pasuk has to teach you what kind of carbon you have to bring. Now, so in other words, what he's trying to do over here is he's trying to show that there's a difference between Rashi, a machlokes, Rashi, and the Targum. That's always prize in the shir. Prize in the shir is to show machlokes. Even though Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam, but in this room, there's machlokes. We always go back to the same Yisai. What is bothering Rashi? Rashi did not get a good night's sleep. It says here, Kishayakriv b'korbonos nidova diber ho'inyin. Why was he compelled to say that? We're dealing with a nidova. We're not dealing in this parasha with obligations. There are times when you have an obligation. The Torah tells you to bring a carbon oila or a carbon chatas or a carbon shlamim. And here the pasuk is telling you that when you have that obligation, this is the type of animal you bring for your obligation. No. We're not discussing that. We're discussing here where a person, in the goodness of his heart, he gets up in shul and he says, Rabbi Isai, I want to tell everyone, I'm going to the Beis Hamikdash, I'm bringing an offer, a gift to Hashem, a carbon oila. Oh, nedava. So you open up the beginning of a yikra and it tells you, what do you do when you give a nedava? Why was Rashi compelled to say that this parasha is dealing with nedavos and not cholos? You know why? Because Rashi read the Targum. And Rashi understood that the Targum says it's both. Both. It doesn't make a difference if it's a nedava or it's a choiva. Either or. Either or. Adam ki yakrif mimenu karban la'Hashem. When a person ki, the word ki is vague. The word ki can really mean either when you give a donation, or ki can mean when you have an obligation. And the Targum said it means both. You know why it means? Because the Targum chose the most power of word possible. Array can be interpreted both ways. It can be interpreted either a nedava, or it can be interpreted either a choiva. And because the Targum left it hanging, he did not select a word that would be more specific. It means both. Along comes Rashi, and Rashi says, I disagree. Don't try to satisfy everyone. Try to satisfy everyone, you satisfy nobody. This pasuk here is referring specifically to a nedava, not to a chayva. And that's what was bothering Rashi. He didn't like the translation of the word arei. Lama arei kishayakrev bekabonis nedava dibera. That's what we're discussing. Okay, next topic. Next machlokes. We come now to Kodem Hashem. This we have many times, the word Kodem Hashem, before Hashem. Kolosh nakasav lekamon, v'shini kamim kolosh nakasav, oy mitam, shakasav ramam, sh'unkelis som hishtad lusoy l'salek ha-hagshama me-Hashem, to distance. This is something that always comes back to, oy mitam, shosal tagim, b'derach kovod, sh'vei ein ha-karbon, ha-karbonas mahanim ha-kadosh baruch hu. Okay, this is the Targum. This is something he comes back to, and this is something the Targum is very consistent. This is the consistent thing in the Targum. We had this really a few times, and that is Kiyakrev Mikem Karbon La Hashem. Two, the way we translate the word La Hashem is two, towards Hashem. It almost makes it sound like that you're speaking directly to Hashem. Hashem is right in front of you, like your best friend or like a friend, and you talk to him like you talk to a friend. I'm coming now to bring a carbon to you. Here you go, Hashem. Here's the carbon for you. The Targum does not like that. He never did, and he's consistent throughout the entire Chamisha Chumash Torah. He will never say the word La Hashem means to Hashem. It means before Hashem, in the presence of Hashem. But don't you dare open your mouth to Hashem. You're not eligible. You're nothing. You're just a mortal. You think you have an audience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Stay far away. Stay far, far away. Have respect. Know your place. It's not to Hashem, it's Kodam, in front of, in the presence of Hashem. And he does this over and over again in many contexts. And it's not what we would assume to be the literal translation of La Hashem, but that's what he does. And always does this. Korbano Kodam Hashem. In the presence of Hashem. It's an expression of respect. And why does the Targum do this? We had many different, he cites different reasons. Number one, the Targum always wants to remind us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a davar gashmi. He's not like a human being. He's not your buddy. It's beyond your understanding. And when you look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to always relate HaKadosh Baruch Hu as in the presence of Hashem. Don't get too comfortable. Now, that's the Targum, by the way. Other Rishonim don't look at it like that. Other Rishonim look at the Kadosh Baruch Hu that no, you are allowed to speak directly to Hashem as you speak to your friend. They don't have a problem. Other Rishonim do not have a problem understanding the word La Hashem means to Hashem. You speak to Hashem in the most direct, explicit terms with no limitation whatsoever. But this is the Targum. We had this before. Okay, let's go further. Karbon La Hashem. Next. Now he goes in all the different types of animals. The first animal is bokar. What is bokar? It's min ha-behema, and then min ha-bokar. What's bokar? Axen, tore, a tor, like we have in Bava Kamma. Tor, who targum shel shar. We have it all the time. It's targum of shar. Chumay shakasa rokeach. We have rokeach shachamisha shemos yesh leben bokar. This is worth gold. This line over here is worth the whole sefer itself. The word bokar is called bokar, Shor Elef. Shigar Alufecha. What your Shigar means to throw out, to push out. Alufecha means your cattle, your livestock. They give birth. Shigar, the discharge of the fetus of Alufecha, Shkar Alufecha, the Ashtaroi Sonecha are the sheep, and the Shigar Alufecha are the oxen, the category of Bokar, Egel, and Par. Five words for the same min, species, for the same species, or I think they pronounce species. I always grow as species, but I think it's more correct to say species, however you pronounce it. Five different words describing it. What's taka the chilek? So let's just go. Shor is the most, as far as I know, is the most generic. I really don't know what bokar is. I don't know how bokar and shor are different. I honestly do not know. But shor is usually referring to the entire min, the entire species. Egel is when a shor is under the age of 3. Or maybe under the age of 1. Maybe I'm making a mistake. Maybe I forgot. It's a baby. A par and a para is when they are 3 years old, when they mature. In the middle, I think it's called a kalbos. I think there's another term called a kalbos when it's in between 1 and 3. But an egel is a baby, shor, and a par is an adult. And you have a par and a para. Elef, I don't know why elef is called when they're giving birth. Shigar alufecha, when the para is pregnant and it's giving birth, it's called the elef. When it's pregnant, and bokar, I don't know, bokar is another generic term. I'm not sure, maybe bokar includes the elef and includes everything, but shor really is a term which includes the entire min. Anyway, we have five different words to train for the same exact creature. Now the Torah, hu lashon rabim, the word Torah, oxen is lashon rabim. Kumo shakosar, fine. Badasa aruch, hamilo haramis, tor, nimsigam lashon akosar, the kol hator nishma biartzeinu. Now that's a tremendous chiddush, because the word tar in that pasuk is translated as a turtle dove. The kol hatar nishma biartzeinu in Shir HaShirim, coming up now to Shir HaShirim, is the sound of the birds, the chirping of the birds. And the Aruch says an incredible chiddush that the word tar he's translating as an axe. The sound of the axe is nishma biartzeinu. Who's the axe, by the way, in Chumash? Yosef. Bechor shoroi hodorloi. Bekar neirim karnav. Yosef. Yosef is the ben poras. Yosef ben poras aliyoyin. It gives this pasuk an entirely new flavor. And Shashim to say the kol hashah tar means an axe. But that's not the typical translation. We translate the word tar to mean a bird, a turtle dove. Nishali artseinu. But the time we hear translates the shor as an axe. Shalachin shalichnas unkulis l'targumai hey hayidia. Why am I hayidia? Shal habakar shalotir game toraya. If we would have the hayidia, it should be toraya, not toray. All right, he leaves it hanging. Shalim. Now maybe you want to go make a machlik that I left from Rashi, because what did Rashi say? Rashi said that Rashi just quoting a drasha. Rashi, though, he doesn't seem to argue with this. Rashi over here seems to be throwing in the Mor Chazal, min ha-bokar lo-hitzi es ha-nevat. Okay, this is a drasha. This is pure Gemara, straight from the word, in the drasha, the word min. It's not even the word bokar, it's really the word min. So we're not going to try to make trouble over here for a targum, because those are drashas. So let's go further. And that's it. That is the end of Pasuk. Pasuk base. All right, now let's go. Maybe we just mamsha min chaparan mula pasuk. Pasuk gimel im oila carbona. Now we bring a carbon oila. Ben abakar zochar tam yakevedim. You should bring a male. you bring a male. That's the first rule. Whenever you bring a carbon oila is a zachar. Zachar tamim yakrivenu. Does that have some meaning? Why didn't say the word ish? Okay, adam, zachar. If it would have said ish, would that mean? Maybe that's part of the old part of the whole drasha. What would happen? What would happen if the pasuk said yamarta lehem ish ki yakriv mimenu carbon lahashem? So you know what someone would say? An ish brings a zachar, but an isha brings in a keva. I'm not making jokes. That's the danger. Being that in this parasha, we're going to be gender specific in the animal itself. So if we're going to now deal with the person who's bringing the carbon, and we're going to start using terms of male or female, we're going to get into a lot of trouble. And the pasuk, according to the Targum, the way the Ma'atzari is learning, the only reason why it said the word Adam is in order to avoid trouble. Being that word, it's foreshadowing. When we get to the type of animal itself, it's going to be a zohar and a keva, the melech, all the kabbonis. It's very specific, very specific. If a melech, he only can bring a male. The klali parhel b'mishal tzibor. Every type of carbon, it's very specific. Or what about the person who is obligated to bring the carbon? If they're a male or a female, does that change the equation of what they're going to bring? Well, before you blink, you might start making some drushes and start making arguments in one way or another way. So the Targum says, you know why I threw it all done? We want to lay out the law for the whole Klal Yisrael. There's no difference between a man and a female. And the word Adam here means nothing more than non-gender specific. Rashi, I told you, didn't like that answer. He held that's not a good answer. Because if you want to tell him about non-gender specific, there are other ways to do that. There are other ways we can handle that. And why did it say, Adam, I disagree with you, Targum. It's coming to teach me because of Gezel. Now, here we go to the Zohar. Tom Yaakovin, El Pesach, El Moed, Yaakov, Yisrael, Lirat Tzmei, you shall offer it, Lirat Tzmei, Noi, Lefnei Hashem, Rashi, just do a little drop, Zohar, V'lein Kev, Kishu Oymer, Zohar, L'mat, Hashem, Tam, L'mat, Zohar, L'tum, Tum, L'an, D'Regnes. Okay? I'm sure if Rashi saw what's going on in this country today, he would have a field day. What's going on? What's going on in this country? Okay, so over here, Dafka, you bring up Zohar, and when it says over there, it says the word Zohar twice to teach you a full-fledged male.
Why does it say Oisai?
What?
The word Oisai is second time in the pasuk. Yaakov Oisai. Why don't you say Yaakov?
What do you mean the word? Yaakov and Yaakov Venu. Yaakov Oisai, you shall bring it.
Why don't you say Yaakov?
Chazal make a drasha. They have a drasha for that. Bring yourself. Oisai goes in the person. When you bring the animal, you should, in your mind, imagine you're bringing yourself. Oisai means bring him, bring yourself. It's a reference to yourself. That's what I think. It's like, does Rashi even say that? Maybe Rashi says, I forgot already. Rashi says, doesn't say it over here, but maybe on the next page. I don't have the next page in front of me. The word Oisai, in fact, is mamash darshan to teach you that when you bring a carbon, you're really bringing yourself.
I thought that's from Yaakov Mikem. I heard a drasha, the word Yaakov Mikem means bring yourself. Should bring from yourself, from the word mechanic.
Okay, I don't know. There are multiple, the other drugs. I don't know the incident. I don't know. I think there's a chazal that talks about it. I don't know. Let us run one more little quick thing over here. Tamim b'loy mum. Okay, Pesach al Moed. Metaba ha'vosa ha'azor. You metaba until the hazor. Mahu emer Yaakov twice. I feel nesarva oilas Reuben b'las Shimon Yaakov kolecha l'shem Yishuhu. These are drushes in the Gemara that it does not need to be specified. You can bring a carbon al tanai. If the two carbonas get mixed up, don't make a mistake and think that you cannot offer on the Mizbech unless you know exactly whose animal it is. It's okay. As long as you know for sure that it's kosher, you can bring it even though you do not know who it is.
Okay, is that only for Nyla?
What?
Is no, that all only kabbonis. For Nyla?
All kabbonis. I believe it's all kabbonis. All kabbonis. All kabbonis.
Don't you have to make smicha on the carbon?
So you do smicha. I mean, no, it's not ma'ak. The smicha is not ma'ak. It's not ma'ak. Because if you're not chayv in smicha, you're not allowed to make smicha. Excellent. Correct. But the smicha in those situations, the smicha is not ma'ak. It's not ma'ak. Okay, let's just do one last line, one last thing on the tag over here. There's one last idea. I'm also carbonum, the car, Dechar means a zohar. Dechar means a male. Shalim, that's the word. Tamim means shalim. Yikar vinei l'sra, to the gate. Mashkan zimna, the temporary mishkan. Yikarev yaseh l'ra'ava. Rotzayn. Sholosh sudois. Ravo d'ravo. Rotzayn. L'ra'ava le'kodem Hashem. So what are the targets of the word shalim? Shalim, k'mashkan Ramban. Shetamim hu ha'sholim b'davar. The word tamim means shlemus, complete. K'mo seh tamim. She'ein boy mum v'shum chisoroim. Okay, the word shalim means complete. There's no blemish. Yosei targum es. Okay, next. L'ravale rotzoin l'ritzoin. Lo'i perish rotzoin lo'i sh'yisratzin lo'i b'kobin zev v'shav hamila rotzoin el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem should find not your rotzoin. Al ritzoin l'chem v'l'inyin eich yegia lo'i rotzoin. I milum him come on, and then he goes on to say the yesh oimrim. Let's finish up. Yesh oim ki l'rotzim l'vushay lios l'chem l'rotzim. Avur v'hin v'hein if zayim l'fnei Hashem. Avol kan peirush ibn ezer shal rotzim shav el mikul l'rotzim l'shaloi. Shaloi miruch b'davar ha'ha ines. Okay, so shav Rashi avol ein zedas unklis l'rusei. L'rusei means here's the point. Shaloi tigim. So here's the point. L'rotzoinoi. That she yisratze loy b'karbon zeh. Mishav rotzon l'kadosh baruch hu. So he's making a very important diuk. The word l'ritzonoi is a very difficult word to translate. Basically, the word l'ritzonoi can either that Hashem should have rotzon, or maybe what it means is you cannot be forced to bring a karbon. You have to willingly bring the karbon. If you bring it against your will, it's not kosher. What does the word l'ritzonoi mean? The Targum says a mouthful. When it says l'ra'avo le'i, it means Hashem. It should be a will to him, l'ritzonoi, because if it meant your will, then the translation would be l'ru'usei. So you have to be fluent in Targum. If it meant that you bring it for your, I want to bring it. And if you don't want to bring it, it's not acceptable, then the correct translation would be l'ru'usei. The fact that the Targum did not say l'ru'usei, but said the word l'ra'avolei is an indication that Hashem should be pleased. Do it correctly. And what did Rashi say? Rashi said, it's on the next page. We don't have Rashi. We have to wait for them tomorrow. Okay, we're going to stop over here. Thank you very much for coming and learning with me. Have a wonderful night. May Hashem see you tomorrow. All the best to everyone. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
I gotta run.
Take good care. Night, Zeigs, and everyone. Good night, Heshi Ogeman. Shkrech for coming. Norman Forrest, how are you doing up there in Toronto? What's doing up there? You're in Montreal. Where are you? Toronto or Montreal? I always forget.